Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Here we go again. Look, 2 weeks since we've done one of these?
2 weeks since we've done one because Jim was off gallivanting.
Oh, yes, if only.
So you think we'd have loads to talk about. You know, we are saving it all up for the week and all. And the amount of planning that goes into this and all. Well, Jim walked in. I remember I looked at him. I says, Jim, you're not going to believe this. I haven't a fucking clue what we're going to talk. I said, that straight out. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. Do you reckon anybody ever plans these things?
I don't. Yeah, they do. Loads of people
You hate
do.
Planning, though. Any form of organisation.
Absolutely despise.
You despise.
I hate it. You know, I get asked to do radio interviews the odd time. For anything, right? And, you know, we ask people to do radio interviews here, right? And we ask them, and they say, yeah. We go, how's Wednesday at 9? And they say, yeah. So they come in at Wednesday at 9, we do the interview, right? Why the fuck does every other station, and I really mean this, why does, like, they haven't presented all that. They ring you, and they ask me, like, you around Wednesday at 9, do an interview. Wednesday at 11. Yeah, right. Around Wednesday at 11. Right. I'm just going to get the researcher to call you there and run through some... What? What the fuck do you want? I don't have anything to say to them, so I don't have to say to you. What?
It's so and they can sound professional.
Call. And you get another call. How you doing? This is Ukta Rocha calling you from Newsy Chat FM. And we just want to have a chat with you there. So how did you get into the... I'm like, what? Why can't he ask me this? And then, you know, why is this a two-step process? I've never understood it.
Exactly, because here's an insight into behind the scenes with PJ and Jim. Even if we're planning to do some, we come across a story, we think, oh, that's a good story, that could be funny, whatever. PJ won't even discuss the story with me.
Why would I do it? I'm literally going to do it on the radio.
So... You know, whatever chance anybody else has of getting him to pre-tell you what he's going to say.
I don't know is the answer. I don't know. And then what happens is I'll say it to Jim in odd time. Someone will convince me. Oh, no, tell Jim. I'm like, right, fair enough. So I tell Jim we have a great laugh. And then it's over. And then we have to do it on the radio. And it's like, well, that's fuck, it's over. Joke's over.
I didn't find it as funny that
time. Yeah, it's not funny. Joke's never funny the second time. What the fuck are we doing it now for? It was good crack before the radio.
So you don't subscribe at all to this adage of fail to prepare to
it's
fail.
It's absolute bullshit. Preparing is failure in action. You know, that it really is, you know.
Yeah.
It's absolute...
You are very much stream of consciousness.
Like,
when it comes into your head, it comes out of your mouth.
And then that's
and
it.
And there's, honestly, nothing in between.
Yes, he's right. And that's it. It's gone forever then. It's gone forever. You may never speak about it ever again. That's the way to do it, you know.
And obviously you've applied that throughout your entire life.
Absolutely,
For example, let's face it, you're a father now.
Exactly. Good point. Well made. Another irresponsible spur of the moment. Give it a go and see what happens.
That's terrible.
No planning.
He doesn't mean that.
I do, actually. And we're ploughing on. And, one day at a time. Yeah. Literally, yeah.
Yeah. But because that's, to be fair to you, right, as much as there's people going, my God, I tell you something, you couldn't. How could you run a business like that or whatever? But to be fair to you, right, the thing about it is most people end up in, like me, for example, I wouldn't be quite the opposite of that. I don't like for the stuff we do.
No, our stuff you're not.
But I would end up procrastinating beyond belief. I would end up kind of going, maybe I shouldn't do that. What'd happen if, God, supposing that, right, and that might happen. And then somebody might hear that.
Yeah, but that's because with Jim, right, no matter what the question, Jim always thinks there's a right answer and a wrong answer. Even when there's a doesn't fucking matter answer. So someone might, a journalist might come into us and a journalist would say to me, PJ, what's your favourite colour? And I'd say, purple, right? And they'll write, oh, yeah, whatever. And then they'll go, Jim, what's your favourite colour? And Jim will go, oh, fuck. Oh, Jesus.
Are we talking just the rainbow or...
I mean, it changes, you see. In the 70s, I liked yellow, but I don't like it now. It doesn't suit me.
And are we talking now, like, is it just restricted to main colours or, like, are we doing shades? Is it like a paint chart?
There's a pattern, do you know what I mean? And we're going to have to come back to that one. I can't answer that one now. And they'd be like, just say anything. Mauve. I don't even know if I like mauve. Sorry, don't put down mauve. No, yeah. There's probably some political fucker uses mauve. I can't say mauve. You just tie yourself in knots.
Absolutely correct. Yeah. You know, and that's what ends up happening.
And then, do you like shaving? No. Jim, do you like shaving? Oh, well, I wouldn't say it's not something I look forward to, but it's something. It's more of a necessity.
When you say like, how do you mean?
Is it like
just directly as opposed to dislike?
Would I be in the nip in the shower doing it, or would I be leaning over the sink? I mean, you're gonna have to be more specific. I'm sorry, this is a difficult question. Next, come on, next one.
I tell you, it's a curse of a thing.
What part of my body am I shaving for?
Curse of a thing.
And the thing
about it is, right, nobody can tell you what the right way is. It's just whatever your way is.
That's the thing. So, there is no right or wrong. Yeah.
No, but you notice, like, if somebody goes and they do something on the spur of the moment, right? Like, especially in business, right? They do something and then spur of the moment, and then it falls apart, right? It's a disaster. They lose their money and whatever. Somebody will go, what the? I mean, he went off half-cocked, didn't research the market, didn't do the thing, didn't put a plan in place, hadn't got a proper business plan, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
Some other person does it, complete spur of the moment, ripping success, they go-getter.
Instinct.
Go-getter. Didn't wait around, didn't hear the naysayers.
He just did it.
He
didn't question himself. He fucking knew. He knew. And he went for it.
So you can't win.
He saw the target and he took a shot. And that's how you do. You see the target, you take a shot. What sort of a fucking arsehole? You had everything. You threw it away. You absolute nitwit. Mother. And the difference is just...
Look.
Look. Yeah, look.
And one person did it.
One person did it. And the other person did it too.
Yeah.
But it just was shite. And that's the difference, you know. That's the thing. You just don't know, and that's like that with everything, isn't it? You know.
And then the gas thing is the person who literally took a shot. You know, was almost half-arsed, but made it. Suddenly gets admired as
and then starts giving
advice.
Oh, they start doing guru talks.
Yeah.
I just knew. A guy came in. I had a feeling, and when that feeling hit me, I was like, nothing's gonna hold me back. Yes, if it goes wrong, I'll lose everything I have, but I went for it. No one ever asked the other lad.
Yeah.
Because he'd say, yeah, I had a feeling. I just thought nothing's going to hold me back. I might lose everything, and I fucking did.
Yeah.
I fucking lost it all. Everything. It's gone.
Why isn't it gone?
Me missus and all. She's off. She rode off on a horse. I didn't even have a horse.
Why isn't there books like that?
Yeah, there should
be. Surely to God, that'd be very entertaining if you got together. So, you know, because there's millions of self-help books and millions of kind of, you know, I owned six companies by the time I was 23.
Yeah.
And there's loads of that. Why can't you get a book, a collection of all the people who thought they were going for it? They thought they'd found it.
That's it.
Nothing's going to hold me back. And then they died on their arse.
That's what I'm going to write a self-help book. And this is it, right? The Winner's Guide to Failure. That's what it's going to be called.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I like it.
Whatever it is, if you stop fucking looking for something else, you can enjoy this. That's going to be the message of the book.
Yeah.
Stop. Look around. It's not shy. You're an arsehole. Calm down. That's
right.
The best. That's going to be my guru talks.
Great.
Yeah, see you. What do you want? I want... You don't. You don't. Calm down.
Convince yourself you don't want what you want.
I'll be like Tony Robbins. What you stand up. What do you want? I want to have $1 million. Sit down. You're a fucking idiot. Next. Who else wants to talk? You. Yeah. So I want to meet the love of my life. You're as thick as two shites walking down the road. Sit the fuck down. You have enough.
Yeah.
You have enough already.
You have enough.
You don't know how to appreciate that. I mean, maybe I'll think of some more motivational language to go with it. But
yeah.
You know.
I think if you turn around and you say to somebody who tells you, like, I just want to meet somebody. I just want somebody to share my life with. I think if you turn around and say, shut up. You don't deserve it.
There's loads of people
you don't
out
deserve
there.
It. You're not worthy of it. Just accept the fact that you're single and you're going to stay that way forever,
right? You're so needy. Look at you. Go out and enjoy yourself.
I'm not sure that's going to quite hit the mark.
You're going to have a Frenchie with some porn. Sit down.
There might be a few people who, might take objection to the idea of you telling them, look, you have enough.
Look around,
it's not too bad.
Yeah, you're grand. Yeah, you're grand.
Somebody living in a box, for example, might not...
not good enough for you now, isn't it?
A box?
Fair enough. There's loads of people that love a box.
It's a fucking washing machine box, isn't it?
It's not
a shoe box.
Is it indoors? No. Right, well then, maybe you have a point.
I'm just saying, there might be some people who actually do have needs.
You stand up here. All you's in here. You're not him. You should be proud. Look at him.
That's brilliant.
Look at this fella.
Yeah. So you, so your motivate or your modus operandi would be find the person who's the worst in the room and say to everybody else,
bring them up and say, now, would you like to be that poor fucker, would you?
That's inspired. Yeah,
tell them. Tell them how shit everything is. Go on, tell them. Especially a man over there that wants to meet someone. Tell him. He has a car and all. Are you still giving out?
That's inspired. So you find the biggest disaster, yeah, biggest in failure room. In the room.
Say, okay, today.
And make everybody else feel better.
And go, now, I know, today you get your money back because this isn't going to work for you because you're the example we have to use for everyone else.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. You you're literally the example that proves the rules.
There's nothing you can do for me. Literally nothing. I'll buy you a coffee after. but all the rest of you, look at this fella. Would you hate to be him? Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Because, and to be fair to you, most people's version of happiness, it shouldn't be, but most people's version of happiness does come by comparison.
Oh, it does, yeah, yeah. Like, that's why we're miserable,
when
yeah.
Whatever you have on your own, right, it's probably grand. Until you see somebody that has more of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you get, that's typical. You see, I never could get it. I didn't get a chance to get a break. Like, look at the car, looking unbelievable. You know what I mean? Whereas you would have been probably fine.
Yeah.
So you should just start learning to look the other way at the bloke that doesn't have a car or whatever.
This is it, yeah. But I know it's hard to do. I remember seeing one of these guys doing that, right? He goes, he says, if there was, you want, what car do you want, you know? And the guy goes, Mercedes, I'd love a Mercedes E, whatever, you know? Yeah. And he went, yeah, yeah. And he goes, now, I want you to imagine the world has ended, zombie apocalypse or a sort of a new virus or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're the last person alive, right?
Yeah.
And the keys for all the cars, they're all there. So you can walk in, you can get a Mercedes, you can do all that, you can drive around it. It doesn't matter anymore that there's no one there to see it. You have it.
Yeah.
Or do you just want something that works, that you can use to stay alive, to keep you, do you want something that works? And he goes, yeah, yeah, actually, yeah. And he goes, so when the comparison is gone, you don't care what the car is, you just want to move, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I remember thinking, well, of course he doesn't. There's no fucking traffic. He's not stuck in it.
Yeah.
I mean, well, like, that's such a stupid thing. If all of a sudden every fucker comes back, I want to still have the Merc because I'll be there going, I'm stuck in traffic
if I'm
again.
I'm going to be stuck here. I may as well be stuck in a bit of comfort.
Be here, I can turn on the radio again.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no radio.
It's like I saw this thing and everybody was going on about, what a brilliant way to look at it, right? And it was this person saying, about, you know, if you project 100 years into the future, right? So you think it's 100 years into the future, and obviously you're not going to be around anymore, and you know, you may well have been forgotten or whatever. What I mean, all this kind of stuff, and you know, and all this thing about
this,
you know,
thing, 50 years somebody after you're dead, no one will remember your name.
Exactly. All this, yeah. And you know, somebody else will be living in your house, and you know, all this kind of stuff, right? And then, you know, doesn't that make you just realise how unimportant all of these things you're struggling for are?
Not really.
Well, no, not
it's
really.
It's the opposite. So you're saying I want it
while I'm alive.
Oh, yeah, so I only have 10 years, basically, is what you're telling me.
Like, I want to enjoy the bit that I'm here for.
So you're telling me I could be dead tomorrow and I don't have these things yet? Well, I better get a move on.
Yeah. It sounds great, the idea of, don't be worried about material possessions and stuff and things and making things better and all that. Why can't I have a good time while I am here?
I want them. Yeah, yeah.
You know, you keep saying I'm only here for a short time, so I wanted to make the fucking best of it. Yeah,
family is more important. Not my family.
Yeah.
Not really.
Have
like,
you met my...
Not my family. Yeah, the immediate ones, yeah. Outside of that, are you serious? I'd sell 3 cousins for a car and a harpy.
Yeah, straight swapped. You know anybody that does trade-ins?
I'd have them in shackles up the slave market in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're right. That is not true.
I think there might be a niche in the market for an alternative form of self-help.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, definitely, yeah. As in, don't be doing it.
Which is literally help yourself to anything you want.
Just you know what I mean.
Anyway.
Yeah, don't be dealing with it. Yeah.
Right, listen, apparently somebody tells me it's a bumper edition this week because we didn't do one last week. So
we have a couple of extra bits thrown in. And we're not going to do the intro things because we keep giving the gags away before the gags happen. So the best bits, we'll just go straight
That's one
into
reason.
Them.
The other reason is we've forgotten them.
There's funny voices.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
right. Let people listen to them.
Let it go, yeah, yeah. So what are we telling you about? Just enjoy what you have, will you? Calm down. Stop looking for more of a podcast. Jeepers. What's wrong with you? There's a fella over here. There's a fella sitting here in the studio now with a box. Do you want to be him? He's not even allowed to listen to this. Shut up, you. They're on the floor.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie. You know that thing, it's kind of like a game, I suppose you'd call it, that celebrity game. There's a few versions of it, right? It's like, you know, where you'd say, right, if you could invite three celebrities to dinner.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, what would be your celebrity
dead or
dinner?
Alive,
yeah, your celebrity dinner. Or there's the Rudy one about who your celebrity free pass might be.
Oh, yeah, and there's the Mary Kill one. You know that one?
You know what's that one?
Where you would something and or a marry and or kill. You have to pick three.
Oh,
you know
right.
That one.
Okay.
Kiss, marry, kill. Put it that way.
Kiss, you know, yeah.
You know that
Why
one?
Why did you just say kiss?
Because I couldn't think of a word that would... Why didn't I? I don't know. I don't know.
Well, right, so there's that, right? But for some reason, the Bingo Association...
The Bingo Association? Where is this story going?
Yeah. So the Bingo Association decided to do... a survey on what celebrity you'd most like to get a phone call from.
What a bizarre survey this is. Yeah.
To be honest with you, because what it really boils down to, right, is it's really a survey of the most popular celebrity voices.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Who's, yeah, yeah.
Now, I would have understood it if it had been who'd be your favourite celebrity bingo caller. It might have made more sense.
That would make more sense than...
With the Bingo Association.
Who would you like to get a random phone call from?
A celebrity phone call
yeah,
from?
Yeah,
yeah. I think bingo caller. I think we should go with the idea of who'd be your celebrity bingo caller.
That's a much better idea.
Anyway, when I saw it, I naturally thought of you. Because, of course, not only just from a celebrity point of view, but, of course, you are the man of a thousand voices.
Indeed. Every one of them might be slightly the same as the last, but I do
exactly.
have a thousand, yeah.
A thousand voices, all of them the same. It's a fantastic talent. So I thought I might put... Now, in fairness, some of them in the top 10 list that they have wouldn't necessarily expect you to... I mean, Dua Lipa was number 10.
Oh, I don't know what she sounds like.
I agree.
Yeah,
I don't know what she sounds like. Cheryl Cole was at 9. Now, she's originally from Newcastle.
She has a soft Newcastle accent, yeah. She does, yeah, that sort of... I don't know if I can do it, can I? You know, that's not it, is it? Is that it?
Cheryl Cole.
I didn't immediately think Cheryl Cole when I heard that.
I mean, that girl's allowed. Right. I mean, yeah.
Is that...
What about... Okay, let's move on quickly. Stephen Fry was at number 8.
Stephen Fry, yeah.
So,
well, he's very awful.
Posh, well-spoken.
Yeah, very... He has an accent that makes him sound educated, doesn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
You know, the way he
So that means you can't
Sherlock
do it.
Holmes. Hey, why? Hold on a minute. Well, fair enough. Actually, unfortunately, Jim just made a very fair point. Yes.
Go on, give us your Stephen Fry.
Stephen Fry. I'm going to read Sherlock Holmes and the Hound of the Baskervilles.
Is that it? Like, no.
Yeah, yeah. Very like your Pat Kenny as well. Now, here's one. Liam Neeson made it into number 7.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's he about? Liam Neeson, right?
Famous speech from Taken.
I have a particular set of skills. Oh, that's...
He's Scottish.
He's Scottish.
Yeah, I will. You may take our lives, but you'll never take...
Brilliant. So you just... You've just done Liam Neeson doing Mel Gibson in Braveheart.
Yeah, he says, you may take our lives, but you'll never take my daughter.
Brilliant, brilliant. Here's a bit of a throwback. Oh, no, actually, no, I've missed out on number 6.
I'm genuinely trying.
Tom Jones, now that's, come on, Tom Jones.
Tom Jones, yeah. What's new, pussycat? Oh, no, hold on, that's Scottish as well.
Why is everybody Scottish now?
It's very hard to flip from one to the other. You have to focus on it. He's more Welsh, isn't he?
Welsh, yeah.
Yeah, what's new, pussycat?
Is it like that?
Why does he say he's...
What's new, pussycat? No, is that not...
It's very good.
Sex bum. No.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. Right, okay, so that was... Sir Tom Jones. What about... Well, Sir Trevor MacDonald.
This is a very hard list.
The man that used to do the news. I won't even ask you.
Yeah, he was very clipped, wasn't he? I'm Trevor MacDonald, and this is the news. at nine. Or whatever. What was it like that?
That's like Michael Caine or something.
No, this is the news at no. Welcome to the news at 10. This was, he did the news at 10.
Okay.
Trouble in Ireland today is a man did a terrible impression of a newscaster. It's like that, wasn't he?
Don French at number four. I mean,
Don French, just very...
I'm not really sure where you'd go with that. Idris Elba at number three.
I can't do him at all. He's way too cool. He's too cool even for a stretch. At least the others have some sort of form of caricature about them.
Yeah, that's true.
Idris Elba doesn't.
What would you do with Idris? I mean, one of his Sky ads.
One of his Sky... Yeah. What is it? I don't know. I wouldn't know where to start.
Yeah, that'd
be... In fairness, I wouldn't know where to start with any of them.
What about number two was Joanna Lumley?
Joanna Lumley, yeah. Well, she's awfully, awfully, like, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely fabulous, darling. Unbelievable. I was in the Avengers, don't you know? I've always been cast as sexy, even though I'm 95.
I don't know why that you're... It sounds like Prince Charles coming from you. That's
Prince...
And then the number one, here's the number one, right? This was the number one celebrity voice, according to the Bingo Association.
These are all very British, this list, yeah.
Was Sir David Attenborough.
David Attenborough, yeah. Oh, God, he's a very hard one to finish on, because his accent is so perfect, you know.
Yeah. Well, he's kind of soft-spoken, whispery.
Whispery.
There you go, yeah.
As you can see, the meerkats are now having a champagne party. I don't know what meerkats do, I'll be honest with you. The fish, look at the fish. The ocean is filled with fish.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
This alternative to golf might be the one that brings you into it.
Honestly, the World Crazy Golf Championships, the professional event that in its 21st year is about to kick off. 162 players, 9 countries, all battling it out to become the world champion. A man called Adam Kelly, sounds very Irish, I don't know where he's from. He's currently the man to beat. He won the last two titles. Crack full of talent in the field. People from North America and Europe. All coming from around North America and Europe for this event.
Wow.
And it looks like it's going to be fantastic. Most of us look at it as a fun day out or something you do on a date or something like that, but it's a very serious event. Top prize.
I thought you weren't allowed to call it crazy golf anymore.
I wasn't allowed to call it crazy golf because I was in St. Pat's at the time. Apparently it's called mini golf.
But only in there. Right. Because I have to say, right, have you, like, obviously you've played whatever Irish version there is, you know, I don't know, where's the last time I would have played?
These things. But it's not like this. This is the real deal. Yeah. This is like,
I always wanted to go to one of those places where, I'm assuming they're going to be in America, right?
Yeah.
Where you get the, you know, giant clown's head that you have to kind of put the ball up his foot
and it goes sucked up into his trousers.
A windmill where it kind of collects the ball and brings it up to another level.
Yeah, and it drops it off in a little miniature Netherlands and it goes down through a village and all these.
I'm assuming, is this that? Or is it?
This is that. This is the proper job. This is the world. This is the professional.
Now, actually, Joe, I just realised, you know, the last time we played crazy golf or mini golf or whatever you want to call it was actually out in what used to be Tato Park. No.
Lucan.
Oh, no, it was Lucan. Yeah, what's out there?
I can't remember. A place, though, for children.
Children's place.
We went into and we had a great time. Yeah.
That's right. That's the last time we played.
That was the last time. But even that, and as good as that was, it's not like this. This is the real deal. Like you said, it's clowns and windmills and it's like, you know, places made to look like the North Pole and all.
Yeah.
Wow. And they do all these things and, like, you know, the jackpot is almost $6,000. Well, it's talking serious money here.
$6,000 is the jackpot.
Yeah, and then there's €3,750 up for grabs in the pro event. €1,750 in the novice event, and the junior team winner gets a €50 voucher for Amazon. So we're not messing around here.
Wow, it is professional.
This is a serious business. There's
so
a lot of
earn a living, if providing you can live off Amazon.
Providing you can live off $6,000 a year, you can make a living playing this.
To be honest with you, though, have you seen any of the clips online?
Like
on Twitter or anything. Have you seen how intense it is?
Oh yeah.
In the team events.
Oh no, I haven't seen that. No,
the big high fiving and the kind of like, because those guys, the top guys, they expect to get a hole in one virtually every hole.
Yeah.
you know what I mean?
Like bowlers with getting a strike. They just expect it. Yeah. Well, it's amazing. I will say this, though. When in the dawning, in this time, in this wonderful time that we live in, where crazy golf exists on such a scale, how is there still such a thing as regular golf? Like, who wants to watch regular golf? You know, a fella with a golf bat whacking it into nothing, nothing, just miles away, just hitting it miles away, when you can turn on a different channel and there's a lad with a bat that's like maybe inflatable and all, and he has to whack it around a miniature Eskimo and it has to land in a car or something and or go up through a leaning tower of Paris and all these things. Like, what on earth?
The Leaning Tower of Paris.
That's what it is.
That's a very famous landmark.
You know, and all of these, and through the spaghetti junction of Italy and everything, roundabouts and everything. And yet, we're still watching people like who? Tiger Woods, whacking it into nowhere.
You're right. Sure, if it wouldn't, you
he
know,
can't even drive straight in his own road, he knocked down the water thing.
If Rory McIlroy had to, you know, negotiate a clown's head, and
we'd see if he was made of then, wouldn't we?
Yeah, be all, you
we
know,
would though.
Be like that video that goes around about him when he was used to chipping golf balls into a washing machine.
There you go.
You know, you could have a giant washing machine on a golf course.
Sure, a crazy golfer would look at that and go, is that it? A washing machine? I knocked the apple off a fella's head there when I was just making toast the other day.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
There's a beauty app, okay, that has done this scanning of football pundits who are going to be operating at the Euros, right? And so they use this thing called the golden ratio formula.
Oh, God.
All right?
Yeah.
So it takes in a couple of different things into account, and then it gives a person a score out of 100. And so they did it with all of the pundits that are going to be commentating on the Euros.
On the Euros.
And Roy Keane...
Yeah, top of the heap.
No.
Right.
Came out last.
Impossible.
That's what I thought.
Impossible.
I thought Roy Keane was regarded as a bit of a rugged, kind of good-looking chappy.
Roy Keane is gorgeous. What sort of...
I know. So, I mean, I don't know what sort of
AI
form it is.
Nonsense has put out Roy Keane. Roy
That's
Keane.
What it says. Beauty scanning app, and this golden ratio formula has him. He got us the least attractive out of 26 different male pundits who are going to be covering it for ITV and BBC.
That's ridiculous. How could Roy Keane? Roy Keane.
He only got 54.6 out of 100.
Probably the best looking man to come out of Cork that isn't Killian Murphy.
Very good
and
point.
The lads from Young Offenders or anyone else that's sort of a bit better looking than Cork. But I'll tell you, that's ridiculous. It must be an ageist app. It must look, the app must look and say grey hair or something and see that you're getting on a little bit and say, no, you're down to the top of the heap.
Yeah.
Must well, be some...
and especially when you see this, right? The other end of the scale, right? You know Danny Murphy?
I do.
I think he played
Tottenham.
For Leeds, did he?
Was it Tottenham?
Oh, maybe it was so he's doing it for the BBC. He got a score of 87.7.
Oh, well, that's stupid. The app is just broken. And that's not ageist then. He's older again, surely.
And even possibly worse than Danny Murphy, Martin Keown. You remember the Arsenal player, Martin Keown?
Oh, my God. No way he scored well.
He was the second most attractive with a score of 82.
That's ludicrous.
Martin Keown.
He's a howler. That lad. No way.
Somebody, Frank Lampard got an 82.3.
Lampard?
In fairness, I suppose Lampard, you know, you could kind of...
He looks like he's out
he
there.
He has all his own
robbing
hair and
grannies and all.
Mark he Chapman. Who's he?
Don't know who
Oh,
Mark
I think
Chapman
I know
is,
Mark Chapman.
To be honest. Yeah.
82.2 doesn't deserve that. And Graeme Souness got 79.7 out of 100.
Graeme Souness. So Graeme Souness is better looking than Roy Keane, according to this app.
According to that app.
Graeme Souness, the most sour-faced bulldog chewing on an old wasp vinegar knicker sort of a head you've ever seen in your whole life. Never has a good word to say about anything. Wears pain on his forehead like a man would wear a hat. And he's the one scoring higher than Roy Keane. Well, that's ridiculous.
And
up
Martin
Cork, up
Keown,
Ireland,
I mean, Martin,
up the good-looking folks.
Exactly. Martin Keown and Danny Murphy. Danny Murphy's a bit like me, follically challenged, isn't he?
Danny Murphy
Not
just,
that doesn't make you super sexy, obviously. But I'm just saying.
Danny Murphy's like me. Like, he's Mr. Blend-In Head. You know, there's nothing remarkable one way or the other.
Yeah.
That's why everybody says to me, do I know you? Did I meet you? No, I just look like everyone you know.
There's,
you know, that's all.
There's the ultimate. Lee... Lee D was on saying Danny Murphy was Liverpool and Fulham. We wouldn't even have him at Leeds. Now, that tells you everything you need
to know. Wow. Jeepers. I'd like to be honest.
I'm shocked. Roy Keane, I genuinely thought Roy Keane was regarded as a bit of a handsome dude.
He definitely is. Yeah, no, this is AI. This is some fella made an app and he's looking for attention. That's all that is. I know if I get the app to say something bad about Roy Keane, people will pay attention.
Yeah.
Doing to Roy Keane what Roy Keane does to other players. You know, saying something outrageous.
Just, yeah.
So you get the headlines. Well,
I'd love to know what the golden ratio formula is, though. Actually, to be honest with you, it might be best if for you and I, if we didn't.
If it's anything to do with ratio, I'm screwed because my eyes are at different heights, my ears are at different levels. They're not even on the same diameter of the head, and my teeth don't line up. One of my lips looks like I took it off another lad on the back of a bus.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Irish actors at the minute, very in vogue, aren't they? No, we always are. We've always got great actors, to be
fair. Well, we're delightfully fashionable, you know, these days. And
but
now,
at the moment, it does feel at the moment, you know, Paul Mescal, very hot.
Ah, yeah.
Obviously, Saoirse Ronan still very much. Cillian Murphy, just off the back of an Oscar win.
I know, it's amazing, yeah.
And Andrew
Scott. The Young Offenders and all, you know, they're an amazing crew.
I was getting there. I was getting to
they're
you.
Out there doing it right now, at the moment, as we speak.
Literally, as soon as I said Andrew Scott, I was going to say PJ Gallagher. Oh, you know, yeah. Very, very hot, in demand.
Well, yeah. For some reason, he gets a lot more work than me. I don't know what.
Really? What is that?
I don't know. It's not as if he can even talk properly. You know. Hello! I can't get over that performance.
I'm not sure that that's his specific voice. I mean, I do remember when he was in Sherlock, we did think
what
it was somewhat an unusual kind of approach
what
to it.
What is that? As Moriarty.
Hello, Sherlock. Do you know what a villain I am?
It's the strangest voice I've ever heard.
I mean, he's classically trained Shakespearean, you know.
I know, so why is he wandering around on set?
Hello. Wouldn't you like to know what a bad boy I am?
It's the strangest thing.
I actually have no idea what that reminds me of. But anyway, the reason we mention Andrew Scott is because he's in the news today talking about some of the tips that he's gotten from directors over the years.
Yes, he does seem like a very straightforward, he's a very nice fella by all accounts.
Yeah. I just don't know this one.
But he's saying that sex scenes, he's talking about the sex scenes, you know,
right.
Love making scenes on screen. He's talking about how difficult and how awkward they are to do. He's saying it is a bit cringeworthy. He's saying, you know, like, and people are saying, well, what do they ask you? Like, what sort of things? And he says, well, one of the things is, you know, you think you're going well, then you hear the director going, pick up the pace, please, pick up the pace. And he's like,
pick up the pace.
Yeah, pick up the pace is something they'll say. So, okay, you know, so they'll be like, you start in a certain rhythm and then, okay, everybody's getting excited, let's pick up the pace. I guess directors kind of see it almost as a horse race. It's like, and they're trotting along now at a normal speed. Everybody's going, oh, we're just carrying away over the first fence there, another problem. Now we're picking up the pace.
Right.
Things are getting a little bit heated here, you know. I suppose.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I get it now. So they have to substitute the, because obviously you're not experiencing it the way you would in
you're
real
not
life.
Experiencing.
So you have to be told, this would be the bit where you'd be getting really excited.
Yeah, so the director's going, this looks like a natural time for the leading horse to make a break.
Well, there you go.
And all that. So, and he's saying how that's not even the most embarrassing part. The most embarrassing part is, you know, they'll record it and then sometimes the sound doesn't match and you'll have to go back into a studio and watch it and make the noises to record onto it, you know.
Oh, my God.
So you'd be standing there looking at yourself on camera and you're going,
oh, wow, dearie me.
Or whatever, you know, yeah. Choices you'd make.
Yeah.
You
know, Sherlock.
Sherlock, you really are. Oh, that deer stalker.
Sherlock? Sherlock's not in this. Sorry.
Sorry. Whoa.
What a villain
that must
I
be.
Am.
I assume you, well, yeah. To the best of my knowledge, have you ever been involved in a...
I've never done that. I've done kissing.
There was a few naked camera moments that were saucy enough, as most people remember with the fishmonger. But anyway...
Slightly different, don't it?
Come here now. I give you the giddy go.
It's a slightly different
thing. So, you've never had to be involved in a saucy scene?
No, just kissing scenes. Just that sort of, you know. And there's rules around that as well. There's no tongues and all that, you know. Not allowed to give someone a proper Frenchie and all. It's like rubby wrong mouth.
Right.
You know, sort of a thing. It's a different sort of a thing.
Yeah.
And you do have to do it so many times. That's the problem. You're there after a while, you're going, like, you can see if you haven't shaved properly. You're there, look at the poor young one now. She's flaring up. here's me, I didn't have a proper shave or anything. Could have helped here, you know. And then you get someone on set to be going, can we get PJ a mint? And you're like, oh, so that's going on as well then. I didn't even know that. Do you want a polo mint? No, I'm all right. I think you should have a polo mint. Right, so.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie. There you go, bumper edition of this podcast. Oh, Morning Glory Days.
Morning Glory.
It's a couple of weeks.
It's a couple of weeks. So it's all right.
And you know the way I am with them, trying to retain information.
Especially when there's a fella in a box on the ground. So. Yeah, of course, yeah. So, but that's it, yeah, so that's it. We're back in business now.
Yeah, so we've righted the world. We can leave it alone for another week.
Another week, yeah. Oh, no, come back moaning again next week. Wait till you see. I'm going to write this chapter for you next week. The art of, the subtle art. No, that's already written. Bullshit. Bullshit. Call me book.
They do.
Bullshit and how to survive it.
You'd probably still sell it. You'd manage to sell that.
I would, yeah. I would do, because you'd be made going on the road with me. MCing the events and all. Am I getting any money for this? No, it's another free one.
Get back in your box.
Yeah, get back in your box. This really is bullshit.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.